The February 6, 2009 rain report will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the rain report. I'm a very congested Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. RCA, Radio Club of America, has launched a program targeting young people, especially those in inner cities, in hopes of interesting them in technology careers, and even in ham radio. Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, caught up with the program's head, retired New York school teacher and former full-time ham radio instructor, Carol Perry, WB2MGP.
This is a project very near and dear to my heart. I've been made chairperson of the newly formed Education Committee of the Radio Club of America. The Scholarship Committee has been the traditional concentration of RCA members, whereby people pursuing technical careers would be aided with scholarship money. My demographic is 18 years and younger. That's what we're concentrating on. And it's a several-fold goal we have for this year. A dear friend of mine, Richard Somers, who's a fellow RCA member on the West Coast, mostly in the inner schools of Los Angeles, is going to be searching for at-risk students who have some technical inclination but cannot afford after high school to pursue a trade or a vocation in anything technical as far as schooling goes. And we're proposing giving these students, once they're identified, scholarship money, which they will receive once they're enrolled and engaged in a technical or vocational trade school. In other words, we would help these students find their way back through education of technical subjects that they otherwise would just be giving up and dropping out of school. That's one facet. And they would be under the age of 18 when we get them. The other move is to encourage amateur radio in as many schools as I can get into around my immediate area in the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut area by actually going in, showing the track record of the successfully run ham radio programs that I've already got lined up in place, and by offering them equipment that is going to be donated by fellow RCA members. They will donate ham radio equipment. It is going to be sent to another member of RCA who will be receiving it, checking it out, inspecting it, and then shipping it to the contacted school. We hope to have a training program in place that we're working on whereby teachers who are perhaps science teachers in each of these schools that indicates an interest in the program will be trained and will get their FCC license so that they can then take over the program that I would go out and begin in these schools. And right now I've got four, perhaps five schools lined up, four on Staten Island and one in New York City that is interested in having me come in and set this all up. So I'm very, very excited about that. And the other effort that we've got going is I've designed a certificate called the RCA Young Achievers Award. And in an effort to encourage technically creative youngsters, especially those that come to my Dayton Youth Forum to give presentations, we're going to award each presenter a certificate from RCA along with a stipend to encourage them to continue and pursue their technical interests. So by getting them young, this is what the effort that I'm aiming for is. I'm very excited with the reception that this is receiving all over so far. The RCA members at the board of directors meeting, this was all unanimously approved, and monies were put into a budget for me, so people are really getting behind it from RCA. But in addition, the manufacturers are excited about it, both ICOM and MFJ so far, who were the only two that I've spoken to, I would imagine I can get more of them on board, are willing to help support the efforts, and we're talking back and forth now to figure out the best way that they can be doing that.
Since this is being done through RCA, we should say that's the Radio Club of America RCA, then donations become tax deductible, don't they?
Absolutely.
And are you also looking for cash donations to help offset the expenses of running this project?
We haven't gotten into that yet, but I'm sure that, we can set up whatever works. These are all ideas that are first now being put into place, and any suggestions at all or any help or volunteers that want to come forward to help with this effort, we're very grateful for.
What do you see 5-10 years down the road if this all pans out the way you hope?
My main goal always, as you know, you and I have been friends for many, many years. In the 30 years that I ran the ham radio program at IS-72 in Staten Island, the goal was not to grind out licensed hams, although that would have been a nice side effect when it happened. The goal was to expose young people to the fun that technical pursuits can be, and so that they won't be intimidated by technical studies. Using the radio to teach other school curriculum, using the radio to introduce technology to students who would otherwise not be exposed to it. And my personal goal, since I've seen the incredible success of it in that vein over the years with all of these youngsters, I would like to see it in as many schools as I can possibly get it into, to encourage the young people of this country not to be intimidated or turned off by things that are technical, but rather to use the technology in the classroom to further enhance their education. That's my long-term goal.
On this particular project, if someone wanted to volunteer or wanted to help or wanted to donate equipment, how do they get in touch with you?
My email, WB2MGP, that's Whiskey Bravo 2, Mighty Good Professor, phonetically, at IX, as an x-ray, .netcom.com. WB2MGP at ix.netcom.com, and I will be happy to see what they're offering and how to put it to the best possible use.
You're listening to an interview, Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, conducted with retired New York school teacher and former full-time ham radio instructor Carol Perry, WB2MGP, program head for the Radio Club of America's new technology outreach program. Bill will conclude his conversation with Carol in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, available as a weekly download and podcast for transmission over amateur radio from therainreport.com. This is the RAIN Report.
Carol, there's something else that recently happened in your life that I want to touch on, since I'm going to give this file over to Half Holly. Would you tell us a little bit about the new learning center on Staten Island, New York, that's been dedicated in your late husband's name?
My late husband, Jerry Parker, worked for the last 10 school chancellors at the New York City Board of Education. He was a teacher, he was a principal, and the last 25 years of his career, he worked out of the chancellor's office, setting up special programs throughout the New York City school system. All of those programs that he set up years ago are still in effect today. Many of them deal with gifted children, but overwhelmingly they deal with special needs children. His goal was to give every New York City child the best possible education that they could get, and he devoted his whole adult life to that. So appropriately, a new four-school campus on Staten Island, state-of-the-art, beautiful, beautiful campus, two expeditionary schools, a junior high school and a high school, which means the children actually go out into the field to experience what they're learning, and a junior high school for special needs children with autism, and a high school for international studies. Four schools on the campus, and two of the principals coincidentally worked with my late husband. Well, in getting to know me, they got all excited, I don't know how or why, about ham radio, as I described the exploits that I was teaching for 30 years. All four schools now want to have access to a ham radio program. Two of them are already online. We're working on getting the antennas and the equipment into the schools, and I'll be teaching it as an after-school program at first, because I am retired, quote unquote. I would love to do it as an after school program and see where it goes and train a few of their science teachers who I've already identified to get their FCC license so that they can take over the program then for me. So I'm very excited. Eventually all four schools will probably have access to the program.
It must give you a little bit of pride and a little bit of good feeling inside knowing that all your late husband's work is being remembered in this way.
This is the legacy any one of us would love to have live on in a school where with educational activities and children being exposed to the latest curriculum and materials. I mean, this is what any of us would like when a legacy goes on through children and in this case through a four-school campus. It's a real thrill for me and, of course, the family. And the legacy is more than a personal one because generations of children will then know of his work because I will make sure I go to all of their functions and we keep the name alive and we want to use him as a role model, an appropriate educator role model.
Carol Perry, WB2MGP, Director of Radio Club of America's new technology outreach program that hopes to introduce disadvantaged young people to technology careers and even ham radio in the process. Thanks to Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, for conducting this interview and making it available to the RAIN Report. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2009. RAIN, all rights are reserved. Now for RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, speaking from my deathbed and bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.